And very good afternoon to you, faithful listeners of Eagle FM, and of course, faithful listeners of Family Dynamics right here on your number one talk radio station. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Jujun. I'm here to keep you company from now up until 14:30. Of course, this is a show where we're talking about family-related aspects, discussions centered around the family and trying to make it, of course, a better environment, a better conducive environment for us to thrive in. Now, today we're talking about love, tolerance, and endurance within the family. Now, families are meant to be spaces of safety, places of belonging and growth, yet they are also places where emotions run deep. Conflicts arise and patience is often tested. I think definitely as we're starting off this conversation, with no doubt, we tend to be very vulnerable around the people that we love. And with that vulnerability sometimes comes being ourselves. And that being ourselves sometimes involves emotions being raw, very critically raw. Okay. So then, of course, today's discussion, we'll explore love, we'll explore tolerance and endurance and how it shapes a family dynamics, especially in times of strains, in times of disagreement, as well as change. So that's what we're going to be talking about this time around. Now, of course, I want us to start off with love. A very important aspect and an emotional aspect is the story or the aspect of love. Okay. Now, with love in the family, it goes beyond words. It is shown through presence, being available, not just physically, but sometimes emotionally in all other aspects. It is also shown through protection, through sacrifice and consistency. Now, in many families, love may not always be verbally expressed, but it exists through actions, providing, correcting, guiding, and staying. Yes, because within our families, it's not always easy to go through the things that we go through. And it's not always easy to see our loved ones going through what they go through. But of course, one particular important aspect of it all that helps us to go through what we go through, or to help or to be there when they go through whatever that they go through, is definitely the aspect of love, where love looks beyond so many factors, you know, so non-pleasing factors, so not easy factors. That is one particular aspect that keeps the family grounded and keeps the family together. Now, love is not always felt or even assumed. You know, sometimes one family member might be wondering if my family even loves me, whether my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my mom, my dad, do they actually love me just because they don't express it? You know, it's not everybody who knows how to express their love towards their family members or towards their loved ones. And especially in the African context, I think we do find it quite difficult to express our loves. Or let's say perhaps from the background of where we're coming from. But in the modern day, it seems to be getting better. People are more expressive with letting the next person know that they love them. There's still some people who need to make some improvement and adjustments in that. Now, as I speak on this, I'm reminded of a beloved sister in Christ who is so deliberate to tell people that she loves them. I think she has that thing of to say, you know what I normally say? Flowers are for the living and not the dead. I think she has that thing of saying, if I don't show love to my loved ones now while I can, the opportunity tomorrow might not present itself and the person might not be there. And that's actually the time when we want to cry and be all sorrowful and wish we had told the next person that we love them and we appreciate them and we are grateful to have them in our lives. So definitely love needs to be expressed while early on. And yes, flowers are for the living and not for the dead. So let's express our love towards our loved ones, our family members, while we still have them, and not then wait for when they are no longer here, no longer around. That's when we want to take flowers to the grave. But I tell you, They can't feel those flowers. Neither can, they don't have any emotions. They can't feel the emotions that would have come with you giving those flowers to them when they were still alive. So I believe as we close off the year, of 2026 is an aspect to remind us to reflect on our loved ones, our family members, our close ones, even those strangers that have become family members, on expressing, being deliberate to express our love to them so that they can know that we genuinely love them and we appreciate them, but especially love, which goes beyond, the normal aspects or the normal, understanding of things, which goes beyond, of course, what is on the surface. It is deeper than that, you know, especially within the family is where you realize, when you've gone through a challenging situation, could be sickness, it could be, maybe depression, it could have been a failure, some sort of discouragement. When one has gone through those ones, you know, it is when you realize just how much your family loves you because they are there for you. They are really, they go out of their way to make you feel loved. And sometimes they don't express it. They just, their actions just show. What they do actually show, you know, you can be in the hospital, they show up, they help take care of you, they help bath you, they help dress you. I know the star is not the same for everyone. There are some other people who felt abandoned or were even abandoned, yes, by their loved ones when they needed the most. But sincerely, when I'm looking at the masses out there, they tend to really show up. They might not be the best family members. They might not be the best of what we desire, but sincerely, they show up. And that is love on its own. They show up in your biggest triumphs, you know. You know, I sometimes hear people complaining and say they only showed up when things were fine for me or when I finally finished school and I was graduating, they showed up. But when I was going to school, they never even sent $100, you know. I keep saying, do you know for a fact that they had that $100 to send you? You know, we always assume that people have. And even if they did have, did you reach out to ask? And if you did reach out to ask and they say they didn't have, you'd be surprised that maybe they didn't have. People are going through so many things, you know, and some people, have so many, expenses that they need to cover and to pay for things that you might not really understand. And we often just look on the surface on what's actually happening. So love is a very important aspect in terms of family dynamics. It's one thing that keeps us grounded. It's one thing that should keep us bonded together. And it's something that should continue to bring us together for the mere aspect. And not only mere, you know, mere make it sound so small. For the very important aspect of love itself. Yeah, so with that being said, let's pause right here, take a trip to the marketplace. We're just getting started right here on Family Dynamics with your host, Dafa Happy Juju. I'll see you soon after the commercial break.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa nyinge Pada fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora tatime bali heri nola natu heri bali no heri ile ko berewa bora tatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM bi.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Yep. Welcome back. This is Family Dynamics, right? You own your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. So now you might be wondering just exactly, how we can perhaps, express our love towards our loved ones to make them understand and know that we sincerely do love them. We sincerely do, appreciate that they are an important aspect, within our family. Now, one of those is by being deliberate and by being vocal, deliberately vocal, to tell them that, hey, listen, I do appreciate that which you do for me. Random text messages when they least expect them are also very important. You know, sometimes even people whom we express our lives to may not exactly respond in a manner that shows us that it really touched them, or that they really appreciate the fact that we even opened up to say, hey, I appreciate you, or hey, I love you. But I'm so sorry. But that shouldn't be a discouragement at all. Some people express themselves very differently, and so that maybe the way they didn't smile a certain way, maybe they didn't respond a certain way, didn't speak a certain way, shouldn't be a discouragement to you to say, I wouldn't want to tell another person that I appreciate them. I wouldn't want to tell them that I love them. So nonetheless, continue to do that. Also a gift, you know, a gift goes a long way, sincerely. When you do wrap up a gift, it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be something very small, even just sweets, you know, even just a pack of flowers. Well, they don't have to be real flowers, you know, just that which you can contain in your pocket, to that which your pocket can sustain. So you don't have to go all out and express yourself using or taking out, digging deeper into your pocket to be able to give to the next person just because you don't have. I'm certain that the next person will certainly appreciate it. You know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other time, and we spoke about buying a very expensive gift for a friend when perhaps you can't afford it. And we were on the same page to say, if you were to buy me a very expensive gift, I might not appreciate it that much, because why would you buy me something so expensive? You know me. I know, right? You should know your people. Somebody might appreciate a very expensive handbag, an expensive handbag, and they might really appreciate that. Me? Nah, please. I won't appreciate an expensive handbag. How many items can I actually get out of that money that you bought me an expensive handbag for? So, my friend and I were having that discussion, and we just concluded that, no, you can't buy me something so ridiculously expensive. I would rather appreciate you. Give me the money. Buy me something. If you really want to get the gift, then give a reasonable gift and bring the remaining money or mula so that I can go and treat myself. So know who you're gifting and what they like and what they appreciate. If they are the type of person who will appreciate something very expensive, oh well then, and you have the means to do that, then go ahead. But know who and what type of gift you are giving them. You also want maybe to study the person, study what they like and what they maybe don't like. Some people don't like flowers. They think it's a waste of money, especially maybe live flowers, those that have to be maintained. Some of them don't really appreciate that. So depending on what the person likes, you know, then that's what you go for. It reminds me also of a time when I didn't have the money, but actually it was inspired by one time very close to my workplace, whereby I saw this other gentleman who was selling sunflowers. He cut them and put them together like in a very good looking manner, in a very presentable manner. So he's selling bouquet of sunflowers. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. Something that I would really like. The thought came to my mind. And then, his customer, who happens to be a regular customer, supports his business. Cause the one bouquet is 50 Namibian dollars. And I believe some people just support for the sake of, I mean, we see you working hard. You're not stealing. You're not grabbing people's properties. So wait, let's support you and let's support your vision and let's support your dream. So then a complete stranger passed by and paid for those bouquet of flowers. I remember I didn't have that $50 to buy me those. If I had, I had other plans for it. And so, I then got the flowers because she paid. In fact, the gentleman said somebody bought for you flowers, but before that he was actually teasing me. Before that, he was actually teasing me, in regards to the flowers. So it was actually a good thing to have a complete stranger buy for me a bouquet of flowers. So then I learned something through that. One day as I was, passing, at a certain area going home, whatever feeling, I've told this story before. So I then, an idea came to my mind that, hey, hold on. When I don't have the money to go and buy a bouquet of flowers for my friends, I can just cut out some flowers, you know, some sunflowers and give to them. But then again, it will depend also whom you are gifting. Somebody else might not really appreciate you giving them, sunflowers. Another person might really appreciate, they might prefer something better. But then for the effort, you know how they say it's the effort that counts. Is it the effort that counts? That's how it goes. Yeah. It's the thought, sorry. It's the thought that counts. So, so as far as someone going to cut those, and I actually needed to carry a scissor along because it's not easy to pull and track and, you know, and drag, sunflowers. So I had to go with a scissor and I cut for a particular sister of mine and I gave them to her, told her, she could keep them alive for the next couple of days, put them in a vase and be watering them. And it worked. It really did work. She loved them. She appreciated them. And it's something, it's a gesture I don't forget. It's a gesture I really don't forget. And yeah, so it's things like that. Go think out of the box how you can express love towards your loved ones, what you can do for them. You know, another important thing that I used to appreciate and love when I was very young was decorating even toilet paper rolls. You know those leftover toilet paper rolls? This is usually what the kids, what the children do at school. Like, you know, the pre-grades, the grade ones, especially in art, that's what they do. And they paste and they deco, make cards. Do you know that in this day and age, if you, even an adult, make a paper card for your friend, you do it with your own bare hands. You take some, maybe some petals of dry petals of flowers, and you place them on that paper with glue, and you write the words with your own hands, you know. Do you know how appreciative they will be? I tell you, they will appreciate that so very much. You know, it becomes more like you really took out time to do this. It's a whole big deal. It's just like writing someone a letter. You know, you can write a letter to your family, to your family member, and it's just expressing how grateful you are. Let's say, for instance, you're a student and your uncle has really been there for you, in terms of school wise and finances and, even encouragement where you needed to, accommodation. They have been there for you. Let's just say they have been there for you. And you really would love to express yourself to your uncle and say, "Uncle, I really appreciate how you've been there for me," you know, but you're not sure what to actually get them. You know, writing a letter with your own bare hands. Yeah, if you want, you can type it out, but I think it is more personified. It becomes more, you know, has more value, so to say, when you write it with your own bare hands and write a letter appreciating him, or it's probably your aunt, even your mom, your dad, you know, appreciating them and giving this letter, even putting it in an envelope, even asking somebody to deliver it, even mailing it at the post office. If you really want to be very creative and, you know, think out of the box, I'm telling you, it will go a long way. It is something very, very special. And I've come to realize when we do express our love towards our loved ones, they tend to, and through gratitude, they tend to go out more and do more for us. Really, when somebody comes and say, thank you so much for that particular thing that you did for me that other time, I certainly appreciate it. They tend to go out of their way even the more and do more for you. And who don't want that, you know? Of course, we all would want love. Yeah. So, in terms of going out of your way to show love to your loved ones, even cooking them a nice meal, that's another beautiful way of expressing yourself, you know, being deliberate to cook a wonderful meal. It can be also, as a mom, you decide, you know, there's something that I have learned since I read a particular story about how, this other mom, there was this mom who stored some very classic plates, some really good plates for visitors, very important people when they come around. So now they had a son who was quite young, but quite smart also. And so visitors were coming and this lady took out those plates. And so the son asked, Mommy, why are you taking out those plates that we know we normally don't take them out? And the mom said, because we are expecting the important people. Okay. Is that so? Mm-hmm. Okay. So then people came. I'm not so sure how the story really goes, exactly. So then those important people came and then they left. And so I think the son afterwards was asking again to say, so Mommy, you mean Daddy and I are not important because you only take out this exclusive, plates or cutlery or whatever for when guests or very important people are coming. So it really did strike a nerve, to the mom. Now that's, since I read a story like that, I've concluded that those plates that we store in our house for visitors, in the important visitors, you know, once in a while, take them out, cook a very nice meal for your family and serve them in those plates. Let them feel important, because sincerely, actions speak louder than words. Serve each and every one of them in it. And if you are worried that maybe one of them is going to break, well, I'm certain that not all of them are going to break. Maybe one because of the children and whatnot. But anyway, still, we just tell them to handle them carefully. But it's another one aspect towards them in regards to a mom who wants to show love and appreciation to her family. And it can even be a cousin, you know, a sister, you know, wanting to show family appreciation to their loved ones. Bring out those wonderful plates and cook a very interesting meal, very nice meal for your loved ones as a form of gesture to say, I love you all and I appreciate you all being a part of my life. That's another aspect. And for men, for brothers, for husbands, for, you know, uncles, you can also go out by, asking a friend, you know, to perhaps, if you're trying to buy for a lady, then ask a friend to perhaps give you some advice. What can I buy? What can I perhaps buy? I remember so very well, when I had my firstborn son and, his dad wanted to buy me a gift and, he wasn't sure what to get me. So he asked my friend. I remember I just had my firstborn son within that month. And then my friend advised him to get me an album, a baby album. And I tell you, I appreciated it. I still do appreciate it to this day. And his imagine that is now, close to 13 years ago. I appreciate it till today. So that album, it was like a baby album, is where you paste pictures and it's written my first day, my mom, my dad, when my mom had me in her belly, you know, those type of things. So I appreciate it. Imagine, but then I think he wouldn't have thought of that if my friend had not suggested that, but it was a very beautiful gesture, which I still appreciate to this day. Because at that moment, when you have a newborn, everything is centered around this newborn, you know, anything that makes the baby happy, makes you happy, always concerning the baby, makes mommy happy. At that moment, it's not really, what now? It's not really gifts that are just about you, only you yourself that matter, but gifts concerning the little one, also are very important. So different occasions, different gifts at different occasions. Get advice from, the sisters, from your cousins, you know, let them tell you what actually you can do to ensure that you make your love and your presence felt by the next person, especially when you're trying to ensure that your loved ones understand that or know that you really love them and you really appreciate them. Now, of course, with that being said, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. This is Family Dynamics and we're just getting started. Stay tuned.
Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2 liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossen Blackwell Mayo for $37.99. 10 kg Bug Pro Fat Cook Flour for $139.99. And 2 kg Surf Hand Wash Powder for only $48.99. See all our December specials online at Voermanbrock.com. We care.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka okwene ushendife nawa nukumuna oijamo ili nawa ninge Fata Fanona, Monica, ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ileko, berewa, vera hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back. And of course, now that we laid the ground in terms of love and express and showing love to our loved ones, I want us to move to another important aspect, you know, that we can really show and demonstrate love to our loved ones. And that is a tolerance. Before we actually move to the second aspect, tolerance is now another different way for us to actually show love. You know, the first one was being practical, in showing that love towards our loved ones and our family members. But another aspect is being tolerant of our families of family individuals. Now, family, of course, are made up of different of individuals with different personalities, different beliefs, different habits, and of course, have different perspectives on life. Tolerance in the family means accepting that we will not always agree, but we will still respect one another. And I put emphasis on that we will not always agree. It requires patience, emotional maturity, and the willingness to listen without always needing to win. So it's quite of paramount that we tolerate one another and understand that we may not always agree on everything. Of course, we may not agree on everything at all. Yeah.
Okay. So now, once we lay the foundation or the aspect or understanding that as a family, we have our different personalities, we have different, with different perspectives, we have different beliefs, we have different habits. Once we understand that, it becomes a little bit easier for us to be acceptant, to say, okay, so if the next person is not like me, if the next person, has chosen, a certain, path, whether it's career path, marital path, certain belief has adopted on something different from what I actually wanted. Once you understand that, then it gives sort of like a room to say, okay, maybe I can actually be accepting of this particular family member of mine. And sometimes what they've taken on is not the norm. It's not what you, are used to, you know, it's not the normal way of things. And sometimes when you look at it from outside, you see, this is actually unhealthy for the next person. Regardless of that, we still have to respect each other's boundaries and still acknowledge the next person. You know, there's one particular important aspect that we can choose our friends, but we can't choose our family, you know, and we don't write them off just because, you say 1 + 1 = 2 and they say 1 + 1 = 3. You don't write them off because of that. You still continue to love them. You still continue to be there for them. You still continue to show up when they need you, especially in difficult situations and difficult, moments when they really, 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 need a family member to be there. You know, and I think this is why a lot of people feel hurt by their family members just because they are not agreeing. They are not on the same page just because, they are not in the same line. Then the family writes them off, which is not right. You know, we are required to continue to show love, to continue to show up for our loved ones, regardless of what, course or what direction they've taken in life. Of course, we ought to be vocal and speak about what we think, is better for them or what we know is better for them, but that doesn't mean we write them off. Yes, we did speak about boundaries the other time, but that doesn't mean boundaries doesn't mean you write off the person entirely and say, I'm never speaking to them. You know, there's this strong word that some cultures have adopted, disown. You know, they disown their children because they believe in a different belief, because, well, they have a different sexual orientation. You might, of course, not be on the same page with what they have chosen, but that doesn't mean we write them off. That doesn't mean we tell them that we hate them. That doesn't mean that we speak bad words to them. You know, at the end of the day, you want to be accommodative for that person, not shifting to their side, but being accommodative to say, you know what, this is a family. And even if you want to perhaps pull someone over to your side, you pull them over with love, not with hate. You know, we are in this very dark world, you know, whereby love is something that is quite hard to find here and there, whether it's in strangers, whether it's in family themselves. So the moment you write them off completely is as if you have thrown them to the lions, you know, and in this world, the lions are ready to devour them. So, but then when you give them that space, you give them that opportunity to say, you know what? I am loved at home, regardless of what choices I make, you know, whether I make bad choices, not that we're encouraging them, of course, to make bad choices, but let the person know that whether I make bad choices, I am still loved at home. That is another level of love, which is a very good aspect for all of us. I mean, we're human beings, so we make mistakes. We fall, we rise. But still, even when we fall, we want to be loved. We want to be, you know, accepted. We want to be still, you know, brought, allowed to be back at our place where we belong, sort of to say. That is by being a family. If I was a cousin before I did whatever wrong, I still want to be that cousin. You know, if I was a daughter before I did, I still want to be that daughter. I still want to be that son. I still want to be that aunt, you know. I still want to be the dad, whether I've messed up. Of course, it will cause emotional headache to people involved, to your loved ones. But then again, we make room for love because that's what family is all about. So definitely it requires patience. It requires emotional maturity. It requires emotional maturity, intelligence. You know, it requires you thinking and analyzing over a matter. It requires you sitting down and making careful calculations about it before you lash out onto the next person. You know, a lot of people who have gone on to commit suicide, it is because they felt hopeless. It is because they felt helpless. It is because they felt like, who really out there loves me? Who really out there is there for me? You know? But then if there were people who were being there, deliberately showing them the love, deliberately telling them that you are loved, regardless of your mistakes, when you go out there and peradventure you fall, that doesn't mean that we forget you. That doesn't mean that we disown you. No. So it absolutely requires emotional maturity. And emotional maturity doesn't come with age. No, it doesn't come with age. One can be very young and still be very emotionally mature. And one can be an adult and still be not matured emotionally. So the willingness to listen without always needing to win the conversation comes into play. The willingness for you to listen, to hear the next person. You might already know that this is not really going to change anything, this conversation that you are having, you and I, but the person wants you to have that conversation with them anyway, regardless. So then listen, you know, so listen and understand them. Now, and I think another important aspect to look at in this particular line is how does your family, or how do you as a family member handle disagreements without breaking bonds? Because there can be disagreements with our children, disagreements with our parents, disagreements with our loved ones. Disagreements do exist, but then how do you handle them? How do you discuss them without breaking bonds? When do you know to draw the line, you know, between tolerance and in enabling harmful behavior? There is such a thing as enabling harmful behavior. And I think there's a very thin line between tolerance and enabling harmful behavior. Let's give an example. Enabling harmful behavior is when your son is is addicted to drugs, for instance. And when they do take drugs or become intoxicated, they go on and break people's things, as far as breaking the neighbor's stuff. Now, when the neighbor come looking for him, you hide him. You know, you tell him to go in your bedroom under your bed, for instance, just an example. So that is enabling harmful behavior. You're not allowing, you know, the law to deal with him. If the neighbors have called the law on him, you're not allowing him to face the consequences of his actions. That is enabling harmful behavior. Tolerance, on the other hand, comes in when, perhaps still on the same example, maybe a different one. Tolerance comes in when you see this person does certain actions that are not very good. Yeah. But I think the gravity of the situation also differs now, right? So now you kind of tolerate that they decided, let me see. Okay. Let me give, for tolerance, let me give this example. Your son is at medical school and he failed his second year, right? failed his second year and failed a module. He goes on to, okay, let's say maybe he's in first year, failed his first year, goes on and later passes the first year, goes on to second year, and then fails a particular module, goes on to the, you know, something like that. But they are making progress, but they are failing some modules. And it's digging deeper into your pocket. It's just an example, right? It's digging deeper into your pocket, but they insist that they want to do this particular course. They don't want to change it. That is more like tolerance. You're tolerating what they, sort of tolerating them working on their goal, but working on their goal, they are making mistakes along the way, or they are failing some modules along the way. That could be an example of tolerance. So there's a thin line between, I hope I got it right, you know, especially with the second example. So there's a thin line between tolerance and enabling harmful behavior. You don't want to be the parent, the sister, or the cousin who enables harmful behavior, because at the end of the day, it will distract, it will cause destruction. You know, it may lead to them self-destructing themselves, you know, and not only that, it now causes destruction, causes them to do some sort of destruction to the neighbors, to the other person, to their colleagues, you know, to their schoolmates. And you don't want to be part of that. You don't want to be a part of the person who encourages harmful behavior. You know, sometimes you get some parents whom their son has done terrible mistakes. They don't hide those mistakes. They acknowledge those mistakes, and they allow, if need be, the law to take its course, to have its course. And they facilitate, if that person, maybe that family member needs to be found, they facilitate the finding of that person. Not because they hate that particular family member. Not because they are happy and joyful that finally the law is going to have its full course on him. No, but because they know what is morally right and what will benefit their child in the long run, right? So tolerance can help promote peace in the home. It really goes a long way. It talks to the next person who is being tolerated, and it helps bring peace at home. Another aspect of tolerance, you know, love goes beyond just the surface. It goes deeper. So another aspect of tolerance is tolerating your adult child to still live with you. This, I think, is a beautiful example. You're tolerating your adult child who, at this point now has moved away from where they were renting and moved back home, or has never actually moved out because, they feel they are not yet financially stable to do that. Now, you tolerating them staying there without, and remember, tolerating doesn't mean you are allowing them to stay there at the same time continuously reminding them that they are a failure. No, you are allowing them to continue to stay in the family home by still encouraging them to say they can do better. You believe in them. They can still fly their wings high. You still have hope in them. There's still opportunity for them to, you know, do great in life and all that kind of stuff. So that is tolerating, you know, and it promotes peace. It not only promotes peace in the home, it promotes peace in the next person. They feel loved. I'm telling you, love goes beyond buying flowers. Love goes beyond sending your loved ones money when they need it. Love goes beyond words of expressing yourself in words and saying, I love you. You know, love is practical action, especially when the situation is dire and when the situation is negative. That is love. That is the love that we need in our family. That is the love we need. You know, when you have messed up so terribly, you know, as a person, as an individual, as a member of your family, and your family still comes through to say, our child, we know you made this terrible mistake of quitting your job, relocating to the next country, thinking that things are going to be better over there, just to see you come back stranded 2 years later after struggling and depleting all your finances. Of course, you thought the grass is greener on the other side, and it just turned out that it wasn't. You know, we accept you back. You know, you are being tolerant, you know, to say, okay, that didn't work out for you. We were also somehow benefiting from you at one point, and now, and for the longest time now, we are not able to benefit that from you. You know, that is being tolerant of your loved one, being tolerant of that particular family member. And sometimes it can really mean, debts as well. You know, when one family goes into debt, you know, there are some people who go into debt, not because they went to, take some money for pleasure, but they took money for business, and it's how they were very confident. Maybe they didn't get the right, counsel that they needed before they embarked into this particular business idea, but it's how they were confident and well, and some, so probably thought they well calculated, everything, and thought that it's going to rain very well, you know, like rain money in future. But unfortunately, the deal went so wrong. And now they've accumulated some debt. So now this is where also love comes in to tap them on the shoulder. You know, in life, it's a win and lose situation. And a particular brother was telling us his story of how he entered a business and invested money. And he was talking about £50,000. You know, he works abroad, and he was talking about really huge money that he lost. And just not long afterwards, he knew who was going to be the will of God for him in marriage. So he had somebody that he was going to marry, and he became vocal towards this lady and told him, you know what, I'm currently going through debts and stuff and stuff and stuff. And it's how this lady came through for him and was helpful in helping him. She too was working abroad, although they were not working in the same country. And it's that particular moment that I think that at the very beginning of their marriage, and he says he was going through a lot even on his wedding day. You know, he was excited, he was happy that finally he's getting married, but then not overlooking what was awaiting him or awaiting them. You know, he still has had this debt hanging over him because the money that he had put it in a business that failed. After finally 2 years of the country that he's in, I don't remember which country he's in actually, but so the country that he's in helped him to recover half of that money, so just £25,000, which was a lot, helped him recover that money. And so it was something. He might not have recovered, he could have not recovered anything at all, but it's the fact that in restoration came, began, you know, he no longer is in debt. Things are no longer the same as they used to be. So, and the wife is just obviously thanking herself for having stood by her husband, and even the husband himself. These are bonds that lay the foundation of our love, you know, towards our loved ones. You look back and say, for the fact that she loved me, even in this dire situation, this one, I now believe and I have hope that no matter what we go through in life, I know that she will stand by me. And yeah, that now is love. That's love to the core, you know, that is really love where you're tolerating your partner, tolerating your child, tolerating your spouse, tolerating your friend. Yeah. So that is definite love. So yeah, it's actions like that that really make us realize that, you know what, the next person, really loves me. The next person really appreciates me. So things like that, they go a long way. They go a long way. Sometimes tolerance can mean also, can mean a husband tolerating his wife after she has given birth, you know, it becomes not so easy, you know, those changes, those hormonal changes, or even when she's pregnant, she can have mood swings and, she can have maybe certain cravings and both of them want a child, you know, everybody is excited about having their family growing and stuff like that. So they have to be also tolerant with the changes that come with a wife. You know, some of them may not become so pretty as the way anymore because of the hormonal changes. The face may look swollen. The feet may swallow up the mood swings, the fat and all that kind of stuff. So it's being tolerant of the next person. And that alone, I say, is love. And I want to emphasize that tolerance does not erase boundaries, but it helps uphold them. But with respect. So it doesn't erase boundaries at all. It doesn't cut away on boundaries. And I'm so glad we had this conversation on boundaries already, on what boundaries are, and also being assertive, speaking out in a very respectful and calming manner on what you prefer and what you don't prefer. So it does not erase boundaries at all, but rather helps to enhance them and helps to uphold them through respect. Now, of course, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. And now, should you be interested in coming through, please, our studio line is open, 083-288-401. I'll see you after the commercial break.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwepu tete opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendike nawa nukumuna oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa mbra hetatu natu mbali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back to Family Dynamics, the show where we discuss about family related aspects. Now today we're talking about love, tolerance and endurance. And I keep on repeating, flowers are for the living and not for the dead, you all. It's time we begin to show ourselves love and to give those flowers while the next person is yet still alive. For me, I want all my flowers while I'm still alive because I know for a fact that once I've kicked the bucket, I wouldn't be able to have those feelings to be able to express myself even for that matter and say thank you for the flowers you have given unto me. And I would also want to give my flowers to the next person while they're still alive. So let's go out there and show deliberate love. And of course, and today we are bringing out an aspect of understanding tolerance and what it means in families, and understanding also endurance and what it means in the language of love in families. Now we move on to the next aspect, which is endurance. And I believe that endurance is what keeps families together through hardship, through trying moments, through difficult situations. And of course, families face seasons of difficulty. of financial strain, of illness, of separation, of grief, of misunderstandings or unmet expectations. But endurance is a commitment to keep growing and showing up even when things don't improve overnight. Yeah. Even when things don't improve within a week, even when things don't improve within a month, even when things don't improve within a year, you're all, there's an aspect of endurance. And I think, you know, as much as we carry the hope and the faith that things will turn around tomorrow, sometimes we lack in a particular aspect, which is endurance. And I think also endurance, we can come somewhat also bring in patience within that. You need patience to be able to endure, especially to endure a difficult situation in your family. You know, it could be now endurance, especially in marriage. We could be talking about enduring with your spouse, you know, the seasons of low moments, you know, the seasons of illness. And this illness could mean that, okay, there will be no sexual intimacy. You know, this is where you endure as an ex-partner, being faithful to your partner, not to go out there and be unfaithful. Because, hey, the moment you do that, then forget the word endurance. It doesn't apply. It's not working. It's not manifesting within you. It's not something that we can say you endured, the situation of your marriage. No. So endurance is quite very important and it's often overlooked. I think most people think love only thrives when things are perfect, when everything is flowing well and everything is going well. No, there's an aspect and there's a season of the valley. There's a season where you are on the mountain and things are flowing well. It's going really well and flowers are blooming and stuff like that. Flowers are actually coming on the horizon. But then there is also a season of the valley where there are no flowers. All the flowers have dried up, you know. There's a season of dryness, and that in that particular season, it is where endurance comes in. It is where patience comes in. It is where now tolerance comes in. You are able to endure with your loved ones. You are able to endure in the times of their disappointments. Disappointments in school, disappointments in career, disappointments in finances, disappointments in businesses. You're able to endure with them when they keep rising in their businesses and falling, when they keep, you know, starting and things not going so well. So at that particular time, you're really able to endure with them. And that is very necessary. It's an aspect of love on its own. It's a language of love on its own, you know, enduring with that child who is going through illness, severe illness, continuously, you know, enduring with that loved one who sustained an accident while at work or while traveling. And now you have to bear with them as they have to, you know, as they are on their road to recovery. Things are not going to be easy anymore, but you endure. You endure, you know, endurance is an uncomfortable situation. So to say, you've been put in an uncomfortable situation, but then because of the next person, you decide that you're going to endure. Sometimes you don't make this decision vocally, but it's more louder when you make this decision in actions. You put it into action, you know, your actions speak louder about the aspect of enduring. You're able to endure, tolerate your loved ones with that particular uncomfortable situation that is now affecting you as well. You're not the main reason why that particular hardship is happening, but for the mere fact that you love them, and because it's automatically going to flow from within you, you tend to endure. So that, listeners, is an interesting aspect. How many of us can really say, I can endure and hardship with my loved ones? How many of us can really say it? And sometimes you can say, you can be so quick to raise up your hand to say, I can be able to do that. No, it's not about raising up your hand. It's about actions. It's about when the challenge comes, how do you handle it? How were you able to handle it? How were you able to navigate it? You know, how did you go about it? That's what it is. Now, also another thing is that
another aspect to reconsider is how your family rebuilds itself after conflicts or betrayal. And betrayal can come from children as well. You know, it can come from children as well. I heard of a story, which actually my grandmother spoke about, whereby there was one particular young lady who went to university. And the whole time people thought that she's at university doing well and just ready to graduate any moment soon. But unfortunately, this young girl was actually lying to the parents, lying to the family. For 7 good years, she was at school and thinking everybody sending, and of course, people sending her money, aunties and uncles sending money for her to be able to do so well at school, you know, to be supportive, only for them to find out 7 years later, hello, aren't you graduating? People keep on graduating. Only to find out that she had left school already and just living somewhat, can we put it sort of to say, a fake life, so to say, a lie life, you know, whereby she's giving up a picture to the family that she's still at school. People kept on sending money, being supportive financially, only to find out that there was no truth in it. And that is betrayal. So betrayal can come in so many different ways. But then when that betrayal comes, how you handle it is something that sometimes you have to think about. Maybe not talk about, but sometimes think about. You know, I once came to across something that says, make room for disappointments. Yes. You know, sometimes the hurt that we do experience from our loved ones is because we have such high expectations. We have put so much expectations on them, thinking that they will do really great, which is good. You know, it's good to have faith that your loved one's going to do good. They're going to, you know, bring about good results. But then make room for disappointments. We're dealing with human beings, and human beings have errors. Human beings have mistakes. Human beings can disappoint. Human beings can change. Even we ourselves, you know, sometimes you make certain resolutions for yourself. You make certain promises to yourself. And along the way, you really wanted to keep to your promise to yourself. You really wanted to keep to this particular thing that you wanted to do. But as time went on, you now realize there's certain changes. And you know, this promise that I made to myself, or this particular decision that I've made, that I said I'm going to keep to it, that I'm going to continue with it, I can't sustain it anymore, you know. And whether it's emotionally, physically, mentally, it's just not feasible anymore. So then you make changes. You say, you know what? I'll switch to the next thing. I'll switch to another thing. We've noticed it that in courses as well. When somebody can go to university, take up a course, and later on realize, you know what? But I'm not feeling this course. So how much more if you yourself can make changes and be okay with them and make reasons and understandable reasons to say, this is the reason why I made this change. How much more the next person? They are human beings. They have flaws, they have shortcomings, you know, they have their limitations. They can make changes as well. They can change entirely. So that's where endurance also comes into play. And not only endurance, but rather tolerance and also leaving room for disappointment. You leave room for people to disappoint you so that when they do actually disappoint you, it's not such a blow, you know. It's not such a hard thing. It's not so difficult to take in. It's almost like, let me give you an example. It's almost like as if when you've made plans to travel, right? You've made plans to travel, you have bought your ticket, and you are going abroad, but you got your visa, your passport is ready, you bought your suitcases, everything is well packed. But somehow you have faith and hope that, of course, I'm going to travel on the so-so-so day. I'll be early so that I don't miss my flight or any. In other words, you want to be clear, should anything happen, it's not your fault, but rather an external force. But then again, there's need for room for disappointment, not in a negative way, but in a good way, whereby you tell yourself that should anything happen, and I can't travel anymore, I can't go anymore to that destination that I wanted to go, I'll be okay with it. I'll be understanding with it. It's not going to break me so much. When you make that room, when you make room for that, when something happens such as delay in flight, no, there's a delay in your flight because the captain who's supposed to drive this flight
or to fly this flight. He's not feeling well and there's no replacement at this moment, or the crew, something happened, or just something out of the ordinary, which had nothing to do with you, comes up and there's been a delay. Because you already left room for disappointment, it's not going to be such a big blow. But for the next person who didn't leave room for disappointment, it's going to be such a devastating moment. It's going to be something that crushes them. But I had plans. I intended to do this. Oh, and then they'll be there wanting to fight and quarrel with the people. And even if they do that, it won't change the situation. It won't change the circumstance. But because for you, you have made room, you have allowed some disappointments, there's some little room for disappointment, it becomes easier to handle. So it's the same with our family members. Make room for disappointments. Make room for shortcomings. Make room for them to make their mistakes and be okay with it. You know, there's one thing I've come to realize. You know, you are in charge of yourself as a person. You're not in charge of the next person. You can perhaps influence their behaviors, their choices, and their character, but you can never make choices for them. You might make choices for them, but they won't last. The next person has to make their own choices. And because we have family, their choices have an impact on your life. Their choices can have positive impact or negative impact, and they can have consequences as well. But what you are not able to change, what you're not in control of, don't behave or act in a manner as if you are in control of it, because that would be telling yourself a lie. And when life finally sort of like gives you a blow for you to realize that you're not in control of every situation, it'll be more difficult. But when you have that understanding early on, it becomes easier to navigate. It becomes easier to continue. It becomes easier to handle. It becomes easier, you know, to discuss, even for that matter, if there should be any discussion. It becomes so much easier. Why? You had already understood that you are in charge of your life, and the next person is in charge of their life. Yes, they can make bad choices that then might have dire consequences on you as well. But then you are not going to live their life. Let's give an example before we take a commercial break. Let's say, for instance, your adult child. They make mistakes of something as ridiculous as maybe stealing money, and lots of money. And now the law is coming for them. The law is coming for them. They are going to be caught and they are going to go to jail. If you already have understood, this is going to be painful because you're probably the auntie. You're probably the uncle. You're probably the mom or their dad, you know. This is going to be less painful when you tell yourself that this was my son's choice. He made that choice. I don't appreciate that choice. But he made that choice, and I can't leave or not, I can't take his place for him not to feel the pain that comes with the consequences of that choice. You allow them to also take in their consequences, or that consequences to have effect on them. The moment you sort of try to cover up for them, pain comes your way as well. And it would have been less painful. It's still painful, but it would be less painful when you now begin to understand that, hold on, it's their life that they are living, not my life. I've lived my life. I've made my choices. I've made my mistakes. Now it's their life to live. There was a particular young man whom I came across on YouTube with his wife, young couple. This young man, they used to dive, to go for diving with his friends. And his parents have continuously told him that they shouldn't dive into the river anymore for the very fact that, or the reason that, you could hit your head on a rock
and you might not know that there was this rock, and it could cause, of course, death, and it can cause damages. So unfortunately, teenagers being teenagers, they still went ahead and went diving. So as they went diving, his friend dived in first, and he noticed that it was deep. So he wanted to tell, to signal the friend who was next to dive, to say, don't do it, it's too deep. But he couldn't, because he went in and still underwater. By the time he comes in, this one has already jumped, you know, dive into the water. And it was in the river, something like that. Like maybe not too deep, but yeah. Now, unfortunately for this particular young man, he dived into the water and hit his head on the rock. As he hit his head on the rock, he sustained a spinal cord injury, C5-C6. For those medical personnel, they will understand better. So that left him quadriplegic. Yeah, so he sustained paralysis in four of his ribs. By that I mean his legs, his arms. He could move, but you know, paralysis and stuff. He can't walk. He can scratch himself, but he can't hold a glass. Let me put it like that. So he is dependent on his now wife, and how they met. She's a caregiver. That's how they met, and they are married now. So one time they were speaking about it, and the wife was interviewing his mom, and she asked the mom and she said, have you ever tried to blame God for why he allowed, I remember she put it something like that, why he allowed your son to sustain this injury? And the lady, as she answered that question, tears started flowing through her eyes. And she said, no, I didn't blame him, because it was his choice. My son had a choice in the matter. He chose to dive, even when we have repeatedly told them and counseled them not to do it. And I love that response. I love that response. Why? This parent is acknowledging that we don't push blame to the next person. No. We accept the situation as it is, and we acknowledge that in this particular aspect, you, my darling, my loved one, my family member, you are the one at fault. Now, maybe we don't point it out to say, you know, when there is already a wound, you don't want to add salt to the wound. But it's a fact that even you yourself, to comfort yourself, you don't push blame so as to comfort yourself. No, you acknowledge the truth of the matter. You acknowledge that they had their parts to play, and they will reap the consequences of their action. You know, so you don't shift blame to make yourself feel good or to make themselves feel good. You accept the situation that is on ground. And that, my friend, that is endurance. That is endurance. You accept the situation that is on ground and move on, you know, with you still loving the next person, but acknowledging their fault. Not by throwing words in them, by sort of like being judgmental. So to say, yeah, you did this. If you hadn't done, of course, sometimes you might do that, you know, especially in the beginning of the situation, because we are human beings, and sometimes anger also, we get angry. It's normal to get angry, you know, and speak. But then even in our anger, we want to be careful so as not to hurt our person, our loved one, so as not to hurt them further or add injury to injury or insult to insult, you know, in that manner. But you're acknowledging that you are responsible for your actions. You did this. And yes, you have to live with the consequences. I will help you within living through your consequences, but you are responsible for this, and we acknowledge that you are responsible. We don't push blame. And I think that's a very important aspect, even as in adults raising our children, acknowledge that they are responsible for their actions, and don't allow them to shift blame. When you allow children to shift blame, I'm telling you,
they grow up doing just that. You know, there's this tendency for parents when a child is crying, especially when they are toddlers. When a child is crying, they tend to hit something, an object. I think I've noticed it in my culture. They will hit a non-living thing, hit on it and say, "Oh, this thing is the one responsible for hitting Nona or hitting the child." You know, that is a lie. That non-living thing or that object is not the one responsible. Or for instance, when a child trips and falls, you're not gonna hit, you're gonna hit that particular object and say it is the one responsible for the child tripping. It's something that I refused to do with my children. I refused to do that because I felt like I'll be teaching them that they need to shift blame to the object. No, you don't shift blame. You acknowledge that this happened. You, perhaps ponder on what could have been done better and what could be done in future. We don't shift blame. We accept what has happened and accept the consequences, try to minimize maybe the consequences if that is possible. But then we don't shift blames and then we try our best to endure. With that being said, let's pause right here. Take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back shortly. Now, should you be interested, we still have time for you to be able to come through, ask questions, add your contributions. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. Let me repeat that slowly. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. I'll see you after the commercial break.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite opoewe ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushenjife nawa nukumona oijewa ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu oma felane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back to Family Dynamics, the show where we talk about family-related issues. And of course, like I did tell you today, its discussion has been based on love, tolerance, and endurance within the family. Now, love, tolerance, and endurance work together, yeah? These three values do not function alone. They are rather dependent on one another. Love motivates tolerance. When you love somebody, you know, it motivates you to be more tolerant of them. Even in the little things, you know, for instance, for a married couple, especially when for the newlyweds, I don't know, maybe sometimes it continues to be on and on. You know, there could be a bucket for clothes, you know, where the husband needs to throw in their dirty laundry clothes. But then unfortunately, you will find that he left a dirty t-shirt in the toilet. The other one, the other sock is by the main key and the other one is on the other side. And you correct them in love, but then as time goes on, you realize they don't seem to be changing. So in that aspect, you don't lash out every time and say, you don't put your things the right way. You don't, you know, you rather, you become tolerant because you have spoken, perhaps over and over and again, and it just doesn't seem to be sinking in, or he just doesn't seem to be changing. You become very tolerant. Another story that, comes to my mind was a particular lady who wrote on Facebook how her husband came home, and, I think he works, handiwork, you know, he does handiwork, probably like a mechanic or something. And then so he came home and his overalls were dirty, terribly dirty. And it seems like he came home quite, some hours later than the usual. So instead of and she's a stay home mom. So instead of her lashing out and, going on about how untidy he is. Oh, actually, she usually tells him that when his clothes, his work clothes are extremely dirty, rather let him put the overall into the washing machine already, you know, so that then it doesn't, the grease doesn't go onto other clothes. But unfortunately, he just took out his clothes and put them right about by the bucket of other dirty clothes. So she said on that particular day, she just observed and she let it be. She just allowed it. She didn't bother. And so he changed and was playing with the children. Later on, the spouse now opened up about a story that happened at work that could have cost him his life. And she was so grateful the fact that he came home, and not only home, he was not harmed. He was alive. And the story of him putting his uniform with grease and oil all over next to the other clothes didn't matter at that time, at that particular moment. It looked so insignificant. It wasn't such a big deal anymore. I would rather have him come home, put his greasy clothes in the kitchen if he wants to, than have him, you know, dead. You know what I mean? So it's things like that that then bring out the aspect of love. You're tolerant with your partner. You're tolerant with your children. You're tolerant with your mom, who has now become old, you know? And in old age, it's not easy. Sometimes they wear diapers and sometimes they don't want to wear diapers. And then, you know, since they've gone back to being sort of like a child, they mess up on themselves. And then you don't want to lash out and shout and say, but I told you to actually wear the diaper, but you don't want, you know, you become tolerant that you're dealing with an adult here. So tolerance strengthens endurance. Yeah. Did you know that? Did you notice that? Tolerance strengthens endurance. You are able to endure because you are tolerant. Endurance is a long period time. It's like a time frame, a longer period than maybe what you would normally term normal. So tolerance now strengthens or enables you to endure certain aspects with your family. Now, endurance, on the other hand, deepens love. Endurance, being able to endure your family's flaws, their mistakes, their shortcomings, deepens that bond, deepens that love. And love begins to flow so beautifully among your loved ones because they see how you love them regardless of the negative circumstances, the negative situations that has come upon the family because of them sometimes, but you still choose to love them. They see how you tolerate. They see how you endure the situation. And that, my friend, that is genuine love. So when one of them is missing, when love is missing, when tolerance is missing, when endurance is missing, family relationships weaken. That is what causes the family to be weakened. But when it exists, it is allowed to coexist. It brings a beautiful harmony, you know, within the family. It makes things easier to handle. It makes things easier to tolerate. It makes things easier to be endured because it's working in harmony. It's all one umbrella. So the three are very important. They coexist and they are codependent on one another. Now for today, we have come to the conclusion of today's interesting topic. You know, it's interesting how I learned something also. As much as I am here talking about this, I learned something as well. And I sure hope that you have learned something on our show today, family dynamics in terms of love, tolerance, and endurance. Let's go out there and love one another so deeply, endure situations, circumstances that come into our family, and tolerate one another with love. Yeah? Do stay tuned for other conversations, other wonderful discussions that are coming your way right here on Eagle FM. From me, Ndafa, Happy Juju, it is goodbye. I'll see you again next time, same place, right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station from 1300 hours to 1430 for yet another insightful discussion on family dynamics. Have yourself a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. And I sure hope that you keep yourself safe, drive safely, be at a safe place as you cross over into the year 2026. So I'll see you on the other side. I'll see you in the next year. Goodbye.